You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Olga Mizrahi, the national speaker and marketing expert on the gig economy and instructor of the digital marketing program for the University of California, Irvine, and an Airbnb open speaker. Her new book, The Gig Is Up, Thrive in the Gig Economy, Where Old Jobs Are Obsolete and Freelancing is the Future. You gotta love it, and Olga, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Happy to be here.
And great to have you, Olga. Thanks for your time. Now tell us, what are some ways to make the most of this time we're living in, this time where gig shared is becoming the norm?
Well, I'll tell you, before we even go into that, I think there's a lot of confusion about what the gig economy is, right? Because is it just Uber and Upwork, or is it all freelance jobs? You know, there's temp, there's contract workers. What if they're hired offline? Are they now giggers too? Well, the answer is yes to all of the above, because the gig economy is very diverse. It can include temporary workers, consultants, freelance CEOs, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs. So we're actually in an unprecedented time of opportunity where even industries that you wouldn't have thought of before. You know, we've all thought about maybe the freelance web designer or writer or photographer, but, you know, there's freelance CEOs and there's freelance hospitalists. If you go to a particular hospital, the doctor that is seeing you might be a contract doctor. So it's all different aspects now of the working world. So to get back to your original question, which is how we can make the best of it, now that we understand that it's such a big area, there is probably somewhere in it for you. So the idea of, do you want just kind of something on the side, like some sort of side income, or is it something where you want to move full time into this space? The number one reason that people that do gig work, that choose to be there, stay there, is flexibility. I hear it time and time again. You know, a lot of working parents give them flexibility to pick up their kid, to go to their kid's game, all that good stuff. So how do we make the best of it? Well, how about just exploring the type of platforms that are available and the type of work that's available? If we talk about kind of the lowest barrier to entry, you know, yes, you can be an Uber driver, but what about caregiving? You know, there's care.com and there's so many different, like Sitter City and all those types of platforms for caregiving. There's also other types of jobs that you may not know exist in a particular niche, because there's so many apps and so many platforms coming out, it seems like daily, if not weekly. Like something came across in my Facebook feed the other day that a licensed, you know, massage therapist could come to my home or office. And I was like, really? You know, like just order them on the app and I can get a massage. Like, that sounds good. You know, so the number one step is explore. Get to know some of these platforms so that you can see what it takes to be on them and to succeed.
Good stuff there, Olga. Now, are there tools you can recommend to getting started here?
Well, the tools and the platforms are pretty close together, right? Because if you think about what the number one complaint is for someone who's out in business on their own, so we're talking about like a solopreneur or somebody just starting or a freelancer, most of the time, at some point, somebody isn't going to pay you. You're going to have to take somebody maybe to small claims court, or it wasn't understood what the job was and what you did, and then all of a sudden there's this conflict. The thing that these apps and platforms do is they take that piece out, right? They're getting you paid. So if you are going out there on your own and you're not going to be part of these platforms or apps, then maybe you have to start to learn how to invoice, look at some of the tools that are available, like FreshBooks, right, for invoicing someone. But if you're within the app, they're going to get you paid. So kind of maybe start with that piece, right? We want to be able to get actually paid for our work.
Olga, my big question would be, what are some of the hurdles we are most likely to encounter when it comes to making this a full-time thing?
Yes. So I think that some of the things we're not going to think about are, you know, the loneliness that, like, all of a sudden you're your own mental health professional, right? Because if you're coming from an environment that had a community where you went to the water cooler and you talked with your coworkers, right, or you talked over your cubicle wall, and then all of a sudden you're out there on your own, that's kind of tough. So how can you get the support from other people in your community, maybe in live events that are going on locally in your town or online through Facebook groups, by finding other like-minded people like you, or even people that are within the same type of environment or starting to learn this? So there's all sorts of educational platforms as well that help you run a business online.
Today we are visiting with Olga Mizrahi, the author of The Gig Is Up, Thrive in the Gig Economy, Where Old Jobs Are Obsolete and Freelancing Is the Future, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Olga, how does one make the leap from a side hustle to making it full-time? There must be tons of anxiety to overcome here.
Absolutely, right? Because even when starting a business, being entrepreneurial, the hardest part is the leap. The hardest part is the leap. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do when I don't have these benefits? How am I going to get my health care? Or how about just paying the rent? Am I going to get a regular enough income stream from this stuff? So the good thing about trying out these side gigs is there's more opportunities than ever to try to put your hat in the ring and maybe even try on different hats while you're at it too. So the idea that if you find that you're good at something and you're getting the reviews that back that up, chances are that platform or that app is going to start highlighting you and offering you more work. So you start getting a little bit more and a little bit more, and you're wondering, could I make this into a full-time thing? So, you know, the question also becomes, how do you then maybe transition from the app or the platform into getting maybe some local-based work based on your skill? You know, I've had instances where I've hired somebody through TaskRabbit. I hired somebody through TaskRabbit to work a party of mine, and I just saw something in her. And, you know, at the time, I happened to have an opening in my company. And I asked her a little bit more about herself and got to know her, and she turned out to be smart as a whip. And I said, you wouldn't by chance want to do this other job part-time? And she goes, yes, I absolutely would. And it turned out that I had hired a Fulbright scholar. I would have never known that. She was just somebody that I hired through an app to work a party. You know, and so there's opportunities like that. But the question is, can you put the best of yourself out there? One of the number one mistakes that I see people make is that they talk about themselves in ERs: better, faster, stronger, cheaper. Really, you're cheaper? Are you Walmart? So the thing is, you need to be an est, and that means you're the best. What is it that you're the best at? What are the things that you can put a stake in the ground, wave that flag, and really get to be known for? And you can do that certainly within a particular niche or within a particular app. But the more and more I know that about you, then maybe I'll be a surprise referral source locally. Again, from those community things, right, that we're part of. And though I can grow as a business, because even though a side gig, it's one person, and a freelancer is one person, what we're really asking people to do is kind of be a business of one. So all sorts of fun things come in to that, like marketing. Some people are very scared of that because it's hard to talk about yourself. It's hard to put yourself out there and be on the chopping block for reviews, right? Believe me, I have a hard time with it too. We all do. But it's kind of like the new normal. It's scary to think that you're going to be reviewed by everybody. But yet, when's the last time you went to a new city and didn't use Yelp to look up where to eat? You're not going to tell somebody about the so-so tiramisu that you had. You just won't. You're either going to tell somebody about the best tiramisu that you had or maybe the worst. So you have to be comfortable with starting to put yourself a little bit more on the fringes, a little bit more on the edge, so that I know what you are extremely good at, so I can refer you.
I'd be curious, have you seen any unethical behavior in your research or experiences, and what should we be on the lookout for?
Absolutely. You know, I think anybody that's starting new in these apps, please let me tell you about a wonderful resource by the name of SAMA School, S-A-M-A-S-C-H-O-O-L. They are the only school that I have found in all of my research that helps people transition into the gig economy. And they actually have educational material that lets you know how to spot a scam. So that right there, I think anybody that's exploring, that's a great resource. And some cities like New York and San Francisco have partnered with them for like free development classes to help you put together your profiles and get you out there in some of these apps. So beyond that, though, I've seen unethical behavior on both sides, right? Like, we've seen the stories about how Uber might be not treating their drivers the best, and their employees, quite frankly, too. And we've also seen how possibly once you are on an app, and let's say you went out for a cleaning job, by the time they ask you to bring your own cleaning supplies and you pay for your gas and whatever, you start realizing, oh my gosh, I think I just made less than minimum wage at that job. So it's like those are some of the things that you have to kind of watch out for, because the regulators are super far behind. And I don't even know if they'll ever catch up, right? I don't think there's laws out there that are protecting you like they would if you were an employee, okay? So we have to start to kind of protect ourselves a little bit. But I'll tell you, I see unethical on the other side too. So this idea of like, okay, I'm going to be a writer and I'm going to go on Upwork and I'm going to find what writing jobs are out there. I can tell you right now, if you do a search for writing somebody's term paper, you're going to find it. If you do a search for writing somebody's report for work, you're going to find it. How ethical is that? Not doing work that you can put your own name on, right? So there is a part of me that says, you know, definitely come in with your eyes open, but also think about your own personal ethics and what that means to you. Because in reality, what we want to do is sleep soundly at night. And if you have a client that's asking you to do something that you don't want to do, how are you going to handle that? I think it's much better to know yourself what you feel comfortable with. So if we take the morality out of it and say it's just about people having the same expectations and being able to sleep soundly at night, I think we'll be on a good path.
Yeah, most definitely there. Now, who will thrive the most in the gig, and what behaviors or characteristics work best?
You know, I truly believe that everyone has an opportunity to thrive in the gig economy, because opportunities are opening up at every niche. However, the best thing that you can do is get to know more about yourself. The people that will thrive the most in the gig economy are those that can communicate their value and do that little thing that's above and beyond, because that will get you the next one. Because it's not just about being in the gig economy and getting that first job. How can you let that project lead to a better project? Or maybe it's the same type of project. You know, if you're providing care for somebody, if you are a babysitter, what are those babysitters that we love? You know, all they're required to do is come here and make sure my kid's alive when I get back. But if I come back and my dishes are washed, holy moly, how happy am I? I didn't even ask for that. I didn't require it. And yet they did that little extra. So what are the things that you are uniquely qualified to do that others aren't, or that you're willing to do and others don't?
Well, Olga, it certainly has been great to have had you, and a real eye-opening conversation, and certainly the gig is up. Where can listeners get all the details, be in touch with you, and also pick up the book, The Gig Is Up?
Well, I have a passion project where I blog for business. It's called chunkofchange.com, chunkofchange.com, and anybody's welcome to contact me through there. Otherwise, the book is on Amazon, and I truly, truly appreciate reviews because that's the hardest thing for an author to get.
Again, Olga, all the best to you, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you, EPN.
And thank you, too. We've been speaking with Olga Mizrahi, the author of The Gig Is Up, Thrive in the Gig Economy, where old jobs are obsolete and freelancing is the future. And for further details, simply visit chunkofchange.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.